Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, and streaming at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Now, MTE has a charitable foundation called Sharing Change. And with that, members fund Sharing Change. If you round up your electric bill to the nearest dollar each month, that change goes together, and they have helped support hundreds of local nonprofits and have donated now more than $11 million to these nonprofits assisting worthy causes. Find out more at mte.com or sharingchange.org. Well, there is a change in season here. It's kitten season. I need to say kitten. So we've got our friends from Rutherford County Paws with us. Gracie Hill here, the public relations media specialist.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You brought a friend along today.
I did. I'm so excited.
We love to break in newbies around here.
We do.
Remember when you were? It hasn't been that long ago.
Yeah, like 2 years.
Has it been two years?
I think so.
Wow.
2 years in June. So
how long have you been at Paws?
Like a year and 7 months? I don't do math well.
You're a little bit longer than me, so.
Yeah.
And I'm a year and 5 months.
I remember I started June 27th of 2022.
So you're a year and 9 months.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Getting close. Summertime's
aww.
Coming. So we're going to talk about kitten season today. Evan Curtis is here.
Yay!
Hello.
Now, Evan, have you done this before?
I was with y'all through Voice in Ice Storm in January, but the roads were weird and we were just like, okay, we're just going to call in.
That's right. I remember that now. It was a weird time.
Yes.
It was a weird storm, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
So we always like to start out by talking about what is Rutherford County Paws. Mm-hmm. And it just amazes me that there are over 20 people a day moving into Rutherford County.
Really?
A day. Like 22 is the average that
wow.
move into this area. So, you know, and they are looking for local information. They, you know, stumble across, you know, our post online or whatnot and find mm-hmm. the radio station and try to find out about their community. So what do we need to know about Rutherford County Paws? What
are you? Well, so Paws is Rutherford County's pet adoption and animal welfare service. So we do a ton of different services for the community, from animal control services. We have a surgery program that is free to Rutherford County residents. We have our foster and volunteer program, which we're going to hit on today. And then we also do low-cost vaccines and microchipping. So.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. And adoptions. We're having a huge adoption event this weekend.
Oh, really?
Yes, we are. So Paws Pet Fest is tomorrow, Saturday 16th from 10 to 2. This event is sponsored by Petco Love. So we do this quarterly to celebrate their sponsorship with us. And so all of the adoption fees are going to be waived. So, you know, come on out. Petco is going to be there. Wagget Better Veterinary Emergency Group. You know, if you are new to the area, this is actually kind of perfect for you just because you can kind of get to know your local businesses.
Yeah.
And it's family friendly. We're going to have free popcorn. We're going to have Ken's hot dogs for lunch. It's just a great way to spread awareness for the shelter pets. And especially with kitten season, we are full at the shelter right now with kittens. So,
well,
or kittens and cats.
Yeah.
Getting there.
Yeah.
What is Pet Suites?
So Pet Suites is like your boarding. They have boarding. They do doggy daycare. You can get grooming done there. So,
Wow. Yeah.
And it's actually right next to Paws.
Yes.
So if you ever come give us a visit, definitely give them a visit as well. I know they do tours. Like you can just walk in and they'll show you the whole building.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Cool.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
So that's tomorrow, 10 to 2, and just pop in, right?
Yeah, just pop in. You don't.
We'll be outside. So
we will be outside welcoming you in with open arms. You can bring your kids, bring any needs you have, especially if you are interested in adopting. You know, we do have all of our requirements online, but mm-hmm. you will want to bring, you know, your kids as well as your other dogs in the home for meet and greets and such. So.
So we're doing adoption and all that good stuff tomorrow.
We are 10 to 2.
Hopefully get some folks out and find some forever homes for these.
And it's going to be a beautiful day, I hope.
Yeah.
So
a little cool,
the sun
but that's
is shining.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sunny day.
Yes.
So Evan, we were saying that it is kitten season, so I didn't know there was a season for kitten. You know, there was spring, summer, fall, winter, but kitten season too, right?
Yes. Thankfully, it kind of overlaps with the spring season. We are just now starting into it. Basically what happens, it gets warmer outside, the cats start being outside more and just generally more active. That means that there's more kittens happening, and that can definitely lead to an uptick of seeing more kittens out in with the feral cat populations, especially as we're still trying to fully spay neuter our community cats. But generally the main thing that you want to watch out for with that, in something I really wanted to cover today, is to not I think several rescue and TNR programs call it kidnap kittens from their moms, but that's a little bit of what I wanted to go over today.
I had something on our morning show 2 or 3 weeks ago, I can't remember now, but there is actually a feral cat population that lives under an underpass in Los Angeles and has been there since the 70s, but they can't capture the cats to, you know, to do whatnot. But, so, I mean, it, they keep regenerating, but I mean, that is the population that we're talking about now, I guess, right?
Yeah. We've got a fairly established population in Rutherford County. We have been working on it, both through us and our TNR program, as well as rescues around the area, and people's own personal collection of the cats on their properties. Of course, that's the first step, trying to get them fixed, trying to prevent these litters from happening. But sometimes we haven't gotten to those animals and those litters do happen. The main thing you want to make sure is that you're not taking kittens from the mom who is actually taking care of them, because that is their best chance for surviving, for thriving, things like that. We do what we can with fosters and with, you know, bottle feeding and stuff like that. But statistically, the best chance for them is for them to be with their mom.
Okay.
And a lot of people misunderstand, because cats are nocturnal creatures, and can go, well, they're kind of both. They can go hunting during the day, especially if they have litters, and hide their kittens. So if you find them during the day and you're just like, oh no, these kittens are by themselves, there's a good chance that mom is just out hunting to feed herself so she can feed the babies. Especially if you're looking at like 1 to 4 week old kittens. So these are the ones that look like little small potatoes that are kind of just wobbling around. Their ears aren't like open yet. They kind of look like little folded like this. What you can do.
Eyes closed maybe.
For 1 to 2 weeks, they're going to be closed. For more towards the 3 to 4, they can start being open a little bit, but they're definitely still going to be that blue kitten color. Generally what we recommend with that is to not handle them a whole lot, because you're going to be scary, your smell's going to be scary, and we don't want to scare mom off into abandoning the kittens. But what you can do if you're concerned, is, especially if they're nearby somewhere that's busy, that's not necessarily a good place for kittens, you can sprinkle a little flour around the kittens and just keep an eye on them, and then you can check back the same day, about like 2 to 4 hours later. If there are footprints in the flower, you know that a cat's coming to check on them. It's possible that it's not mom herself, but some cats can share caretakership between.
Really? I didn't know that.
Especially in full communities where they have other cats. They are social creatures, even though some can be individualistic. They can share that and make sure that, you know, the kittens are fine.
Temperamental like people can be, too.
Animals generally. A lot of people will ask, like, hey, what do you think about this animal? Or is this, like, generally a good thing? And I was like, animals are individuals. I can tell you some basic stuff, but they're as individualistic as we are. But, yeah, once you're starting to get into more, like, the wandering and exploring phase, you can definitely, if they're starting to move around a bit more and they're going into someplace dangerous, you can definitely, like, move them out of the way. Gracie sent you through me a little flowchart of things to do if you find a litter, and it comes with pictures. So if you're not really good at kitten aging, you can kind of look at the kittens and go, like, does it look like this one, or this one? and it can kind of help you.
I'll put that on our podcast, you know, so that way the photo will be there too.
Yeah. So that's definitely a good thing. I've seen several of the rescue groups in our area specifically, like Murfreesboro and Rutherford County, sharing flowcharts very, very specifically similar to the ones we're doing. So if you've seen those are working as well. But of course, if the animals are abandoned by their mom or mom, God forbid, gets injured or killed, you can always give us a call. We can advise you more specifically on your situation because there are some things that just kind of fluctuate depending on it. And there are, through our program for your strays, we have our foster program, and also rescues if it's like your own litter, in which mom isn't taking care of them or isn't, has had health issues or is passed away. Some rescues will have fosters who are willing to do that or have nursing moms that are able to take on kittens, because there's always a chance that can happen as well. But that's the main thing. Okay. Kittens are cute, but please don't kidnap them. They need to stay with their moms as long as possible.
You mentioned, and by the way, we're talking with Rutherford County Paws, and Gracie Hill and Evan Curtis are with us today. You mentioned TNR. What is TNR?
Oh yeah, TNR stands for trap, neuter, release. Okay. It's a term that you'll see everywhere when it comes to feral cat care and community cat care. It's the name for the process in which you trap cats. You neuter or spay them, and then you release them back out to the population. That is, whenever you see a cat outside that has its left ear tip missing, that means that it's been part of a TNR program. And that's just a way to visualize from a distance, that cat has been fixed. Mm-hmm. So we don't like retrap them.
Specifically for like feral and barn cats.
Okay.
Yeah. It sometimes will happen to friendly cats as well, because some people just request it as part of the, like, say, for instance, you have an outdoor cat and you don't want other people trapping your outdoor cat. You can request when you're getting that animal fixed to have the ear tip.
And that's just kind of a common knowledge thing. Mm-hmm. And for those who do the TNR,
it's pretty much national in the way. Okay. Regionally, it can vary in the way of it's whether it's the whole tip that's missing or if there's a notch in the ear. And there are some areas that do a little tattoo on the inside of the ear as well. But we do not do that here. We do incision tattoos. So that's just a little ink that's in the actual incision for the spay and neuter. But that's just a general thing for even if you don't get the ear tip. That's just so for instance, for spays, especially if they're done younger with an older cat or older dog, that scar tissue can like fully heal to a way that you wouldn't be able to tell that there's a scar there, but there's going to be a little ink there so you can confirm that animal was
spayed. Gotcha. Okay. Wow. Learning a lot here today about that. So kittens, how long will they stay with mom before?
Generally they start weaning in about 8 weeks. They can stay with mom, for a little bit longer after that, but that's when they start kind of like exploring and branching out. It can really depend on the kitten whether or not they start going out more than that. But once you start getting into cats that are more about 6 months old, that's when they're going to start just being fully out there hunting themselves. I like to refer to that as like the teenage years of kittens. Before they're a year old, before they've fully like settled into their adult physique, you've got 6 months to a year where they're kind of like lanky and they're kind of they've figured out themselves and they're coordinated, but they're not like 100% there.
Gotcha. So kittens with mama, how long do they need to stay with mom?
8 weeks. Okay. That is when they're going to start being able to eat food by themselves, where it's a little bit less concerning about like body temperature or other things that can happen if they don't have like the warmth of their litter or their mom, that they don't have the like correct nutrients. Mm-hmm. They can start eating themselves a little bit before then, but 8 weeks is definitely the minimum that generally people recommend for that.
So again, just to kind of recap, if you see kittens just do some of the things that Evan talked about here and don't be so quick to move them.
Yeah. because especially if you move them without like examining the situation first, there's a good chance mom cats, especially since people tend to forget that cats are one of the closest to wild animals that we have domesticated. So with feral animals, they're definitely going to prioritize the survival of the community over their individual survival and their own kittens. So there is a way that some moms will abandon kittens if they believe that the situation is not safe, there is a chance that they will abandon kittens because they think the kitten is sick, which is also something that can happen, and that's why you want to make sure that mom is coming back. But moving them, making them smell like you, making them harder to get to, can definitely increase the chance that the mom will not come back. So that's the thing you've got to kind of balance, is make sure that they're safe, but they're not too human touched that the mom.
Sure. Makes a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. And I really like the flower trick there. That sounds like that can do a little investigating.
Yes.
You know,
and the flower will not hurt them either. So it's a good
stuff. And I appreciate you sharing that. And, Gracie, again, kind of touch on Paw's Pet Fest tomorrow. Don't forget.
Paw's Pet Fest tomorrow, 10 to 2. Be there. Bring your kids. Bring your dogs. We're going to have a party.
Yeah.
It's going to be so fun. Get to know your community.
Yeah. Where is Rutherford County Paw's?
So it's right off of John R. Rice Boulevard. If you know where the Sam's Club is, you just keep going down that road. And then it's, to be exact, it's 285 John R. Rice Boulevard, Murfreesboro, Tennessee.
And if you know where farmer's market is?
The farmer's market.
You're right next door.
Yes. Pet Sweets.
There you go.
Right next door.
Find it. Come Very see good. Us. All right. Well, thanks for coming by today.
Thank you for having us.
Thank
good
you.
To see you. Yeah. We had Gracie Hill join us and Evan Curtis with Rutherford County Paws. A reminder that if you missed part of the show, came in a bit late, we're going to podcast video and audio on WGNSradio.com under the Rutherford Issues podcast. Be sure to check it out there. Have a great day out there, everybody.